And you brought it up last week, Lou. It's the first full week of campaigning after the election was called, and already Bill Shorten was rocking the fluoro high vis and the hard hats. They've got to go on too, because that's a key part of campaigning, Lou.
Oh, yeah. Well, you've got to, you know, mix with the people.
All right.
Mix with the folk.
Let's find out if the Liberal candidate for Indi, Steve Martin, has rocked the fluoro already and if he's wearing some indeed right now. Steve Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Lou. Well, you've got to remember, as an engineer, fluoro is kind of my native habitat.
Ah, see, you would so you won't even look awkward when you're wearing it, which is really good.
Yeah, slightly embarrassingly, you know, I do have a slightly small head, so a hard hat always does look a bit awkward.
I hear you. I too have a small scone. Yeah.
But you wear it with confidence, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, it's important.
The worst person who's ever worn high vis.
Come on. We all know who it is.
Malcolm Turnbull. ScoMo, I reckon, would rock the fluoro real well.
Yeah, without a doubt.
ScoMo rocks the cap, and I'm sure he'd rock the fluoro as well.
And the hard hat, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Bill Shorten was the first to draw the battle lines with the high vis the other day. And look, he looked moderately awkward, but not too bad. So, having said it's your native habitat, are you wearing it today? Are you going to be wearing it at any stage today?
No, unfortunately not, but I've got a lot of great things happening today. So Senator Jim Molan is coming down, and we're going to go out and speak to the Rutherglen RSL and also Hume Veterans and the Wodonga RSL as well. So I'm sure he's got a lot of experience with you know, what our veterans are going through, and looking forward to what they bring up with us today.
Good stuff. Well, have a great week. We did offer up the opportunity to Helen Haynes to talk to Helen, because we haven't talked to Helen yet. She will be on this week, so we're being fair. And we're
giving everyone a go.
But Steve, have a great week, mate.
Lovely to chat. Speak soon. Thanks.
Now, Helen in the fluoro. That'll be interesting. We'll have to talk to her about that, Lou.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Indi Orange, which was, you know, Cathy McGowan's, not quite fluoro, but a bit of an attention getter, nonetheless.
Yeah, and she's still under that banner of Team Orange.
She'll be rocking the orange
absolutely.
No matter what.
She'll be coming up a little bit later on in the week. It's Lou and Matt's Triple M.